When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We want to start things off talking about the best team in the AFC West. So that would not be the Kansas City Chiefs. That would, of course, be the Los Angeles Chargers. And joining us from Bolts from the Blue, you know him, you hear him, he is basically a better version of anybody you have ever met in your life. It is Michael Peterson, not Baker Mayfield, who did get back in the game for the Carolina Panthers on Sunday afternoon. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. You are on mute, though, by the way. I don't know if Baker would have muted himself.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here. You know what it is.
Yeah. Wow. What are your thoughts on the Los Angeles Chargers finally not being frauds? I'm a little upset at the Chargers, Michael.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a little bit of a stretch that they're not frauds after barely winning a game where they handed the ball back to the Falcons a couple times in the fourth quarter. It was their fourth win of the last five, where I think it's all within one score. I think three of those games were three or less points. Definitely, you know, not sustainable for the Chargers. But at this point, when you have 40% of your roster healthy and a lot of money sitting on the bench or on IR, you'll take wins any way you can get them. And fortunately, the Chargers are 5-3 with a really, really tough two-game stretch here coming up with the 49ers and Chiefs.
You mentioned that 4-5 with the wins, and not to say that they've been the prettiest wins, but they have been wins. As you talk about some of the struggles, how much of it is concerning about Justin Herbert, and how much is it just the team as a whole?
You know, I think with Justin Herbert's first two seasons, we've set the bar super high for how he should look pretty much week in and week out. And, you know, lately he's thrown for around, you know, 250 yards a game. He gets maybe one touchdown. It's been, he hasn't had a lot of multi-touchdown games this season, but that's, you know, to be expected when you don't have Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. He's thrown to a lot of guys who wouldn't normally sniff a active NFL roster. I mean, you've got Michael Bandy, you've got Keelan Doss, Jason Moore, a lot of guys who some would consider almost NPCs. You know, if you're playing Madden, you have no idea who you're throwing these footballs to. But again, not the prettiest wins. I think at the end of the day, this is all you can ask for. You don't have your stars on the field. You don't have really a healthy team whatsoever. Any way you can get a win is fine. It's just tough knowing that even though they're sneaking out these wins, they're not going to get a lot of their good players back. Again, we don't know when Keenan Allen's coming back. Williams is out a few weeks. Bosa is not coming back for another month or so. You know, they got to keep surviving. And I just don't know how, again, sustainable it is to win this way.
The Keenan Allen thing is very strange, like what's happened there. And I feel like this Charger season has been very strange. Like, I mean, I guess you could argue that there's reason for optimism And obviously we wouldn't have asked you to come on if they hadn't won and there wasn't something to be pumped about. But it is like kind of like somber. Like there's like a cloud hanging over them. They're on Sunday Night Football next week. So I feel like I personally think that nobody likes to tear into the Chargers like when they're bad. But if you're on, you know, the national spotlight, there's kind of nowhere to hide. I think the Chargers benefited from not being the Broncos the last time they were on Monday Night Football. But like this team just feels really loose. Like it feels like they're, you know, like in a movie where like a car or a bike has like a loose, you know, screw and you're like, oh my gosh, it's about to like, you know, veer off the road or whatever. Like that's what this Chargers team feels like this season.
Yeah, you're definitely right. You're on the edge pretty much the whole time. You know, that wheel's going to come off where it really seems like eventually you put money on it every day. And for some reason, the bike's still going, the car's still going. And you just never know if it's going to make it from point A to point B. It's tough, man. Injuries are something that Chargers fans and the Chargers franchise know all too well. If you look over the past decade, essentially Tom Telesco's tenure as general manager, there's been 2 years where they haven't really been hit somewhat hard by the injury bug. And that was in the last two times they've honestly made the playoffs. It was 2013 and then 2018, where they went 12-4, won a playoff game. And the only real injury that year was Hunter Henry. And they were just fine with Virgil Green, you know, starting at tight end. In 2021, last year, when they went 9-8 and barely missed the playoffs, they also didn't have terrible injury luck as well. But, you know, that was the 1 year they didn't make the playoffs where things kind of went their way. And regression just hit, man. Regression just hit, you know, the snake bitten mantra is the theme with the Chargers, that they just can't get out of their own way. When one injury happens, more and more happen. I mean, just look at yesterday. Yeah, they barely won, but it looks like defensive tackle Austin Johnson, who they signed in the offseason to start immediately opposite Sebastian Joseph Day, could be out for the foreseeable future with an MCL injury. So, again, winning is fine, but it seems like at what cost are they winning these games? And it just seems to be more and more injuries.
I know that there's an undefined timetable when it comes to Keenan Allen. From the outside looking in, and I just want you to sort of describe the situation here. Keenan, it seems, is not thrilled that maybe he was forced back into the mix before he was 100%. He went on record to say that the next time he comes back, he's going to be 100%. Is there a little bit of a rift between medical staff and player right now? And it's a star player, so I think that matters.
Yeah, I'm not so sure there's a rift being created. Obviously, Keenan Allen, knowing who he is and how much of a competitor he is, he wants to be out on the field. And I think, as in general, Brandon Staley and his staff has always been very cautious with injuries, obviously not playing any of the starters in the preseason. It seemed like Keenan Allen should have returned from the initial hamstring injury, maybe within the first 2 or 3 weeks. And then each week it was, you know, it's just not right. I just don't feel it. Right before the Texans game, he kind of had a little bit of a setback. Okay, so pushed it off a couple weeks. And I think they were cautious all the way up to the Seahawks game. And of course, in that game, he was on a very limited snap count. He only played in the first half, had a couple catches, and then didn't play the second half. And then the idea was, okay, that's great to see. He played a half. Nothing came of it. Cool. We go into the bye. Hopefully, we're a little bit healthier on the other side. And then all of a sudden, the entire Chargers team was less healthy on the other side. The injury report doubled. And then there was obviously the thing with Keenan Allen talking to the media saying, going forward, because he had a setback, right, over the bye week. He was training. He was doing his rehab, essentially just running some sprints, kind of warming up like that. And so that at that point, I think, is when he decided in his head, man, this thing's not getting better. You know, next time I go in, I think I just have to make it that black and white. It's either I'm 100% and I'm going to do it or I'm not. And what sucks is that unfortunately puts this, you know, completely up in the air. We don't know when we'll see Keenan Allen again. And on top of the Mike Williams high ankle sprain, keeping him out for a month plus. It's just really rough right now for that offense.
Have the expectations changed? I think that's like my final like question. And like I didn't like drink as much of the Kool-Aid as a lot of people. I'm a big fan of Justin Herbert, big fan of Michael Peterson. But I mean, like,
me too.
There's just something about this team that's like hard to like believe in. And so, and I would actually be bothered if expectations changed, because I feel like that would be a cop out. Like, people were trying to put, you know, I don't mean to like, you know, ruffle the feathers of the super fraudulent AFC West mixtape here. But like, people were trying to put the Chargers on the same like pedestal as the Chiefs. And like, so now I don't think it's fair to be like, well, they're not there, whatever. They're still this like ragtag group of like, you know, underdogs. Like, no, people, like, there has to be some accountability at some point somewhere. And I don't think that's happening anywhere here. That's my perception, at least.
Yeah, I think prior to the biggest injury, so the first 2 weeks, obviously, you beat the Raiders, which seemed like a slugfest. You want to be able to hang your hat on an opening win like that, get some revenge from last year. But the Raiders obviously haven't looked that great. The Chiefs game was very close, a very good game of football. Chiefs, you know, did what they normally do. Patrick Mahomes did what he normally does. They scraped by and won that game. And then the Jaguars came to town, and I think it was 38-10. Put a whooping in their own stadium. But that was the game where Rashawn Slater and Joey Bosa got hurt. And that's only kind of snowballed from here. Obviously, they had a second home blowout loss to the Seahawks. And all their wins have been really close. I believe still the Chargers are worst team in the AFC West in terms of point differential. And that's still below the Broncos and the Raiders, who have been as bad as they've been this year. So it is super tough. And to answer your question, yes, expectations have changed. I think they've needed to change. I don't know how you can expect the superstardom hype around the team to keep the same, I guess, when all your superstars are hurt, when Rashawn Slater, Bosa go down, before JC Jackson goes down, who you handed $80 million to, he is essentially the worst defender on the field every time he takes the field. People want to point to the injury. Well, it was the surgery where he said like 2 weeks after the surgery that he was 100%. So in his words, he was fine. It wasn't injury related. It's just fundamentals and things he needs to get out of his own head. That's really tough when you go out and get a player like that. So in general, I think there's still a level of expectations to have with this team. I think they have the power and the star talent still available to be a good football team, but they're still underwhelming. And at this point, instead of making the playoffs and winning a playoff game, I think the Chargers right now need to be worried about even making the playoffs once again.
Currently the 7th seed in the AFC. So we'll see how that goes. Of course, Michael will keep you updated at Bolts from the Blue on Twitter at Zone Tracks. Michael Peterson, thank you for joining us.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show, wherever you get your podcasts.